down on Dick. You already know that my first two threesomes with Frank and Terry were very intense. The sex was hotter because whenever we got together, it was clearly for sex, steamy sex, kinky sex, and slippery wet sex. Frank was maybe 2 inches short of my 6 feet, with light brown hair and blue eyes. Terry was about 5'4" and slight, with perky, gorgeous breasts, with nipples that got hard as marbles when aroused. She had a tight but curvy little ass and pale skin with gold and cream undertones. Her hair was shoulder length and brown, like her eyes and the little thatch that covered her pussy. Frank and Terry had told me that their sexual inclinations were broad, specifically that they were both bisexual, and they could both be dominant, submissive, or neither. In our first two encounters, I had a great time living out a lot of fantasies. I sucked cock, which was the first time. I had my own cock and balls worshipped by both partners, individually and together. I fucked Terry's delicious pussy and had some incredible orgasms. Still, I sort of felt their greater experience put them in control. I got sort of used, although very pleasantly used. I got used to give Frank dick to suck, to give Terry a cock in her pussy, and to give both of them a load of cum in Terry that wound up in Frank's face. I called on Wednesday to invite them over. I got Terry on the phone, and while she fed her 2-year-old daughter, I invited them to come over on Friday or Saturday and enjoy some marijuana that Frank had gotten for me. She said they could surely arrange one night or the other, and she had a new bodysuit she would love to wear for the occasion. She said the bodysuit was very sexy and fit right in all the best places. Terry always wore a bodysuit when we had sex, peeling it down at the top to offer her splendid breasts and unsnapping the crotch to roll up and offer her delicious bottom half. The middle stayed put to hide some little stretch marks that bearing two children had left. In our previous two encounters, I complied with Frank and Terry's subtle directions. I was a novice at group sex, and I was glad to cooperate. But this time, I had my own agenda. For instance, I got into threesomes mostly to add cocksucking to my sex. But I had yet to suck Frank's cock to completion. I had enough, shall we call it, face time with it to know he had a sizable and well-shaped cut dick. But he had only come when buried to the hilt in Terry's pussy. Agenda item 1, more time on Frank's dick. Taking him from flaccid to climax. I would also enjoy more of Terry's beautiful breasts. Make that item 2. In fact, make item 3 my laying some cum across her curvy, perky tits. With my cum across Terry's breasts, that would make item 4, Frank, or maybe me, licking that cum off her breasts. Terry called back within an hour to say that she and Frank would be glad to join me Saturday evening, and she added, "You promise not to have an orgasm before then, don't you?" I could only croak out, "I promise." I laid in a dessert cake we all liked and drinks for Saturday night. I also stopped at an adult store, browsed, and bought 2 sex toys and some lube. The sex toys were pink, and they each fit over a finger to enlarge it and add texture. One had ribs all around. On the more aggressive, little knobs surrounded the top and sides. The package suggested using the finger covers vaginally, anally, or at the same time in both holes. I wasn't sure how I would use them with Frank and Terry, but I figured they would be up for nearly anything with toys. Saturday, I dressed upscale casual, set out the dessert cake and beverages, and fixed a pipe of marijuana. Frank and Terry arrived about 7:30, and we settled down to chat for a few minutes, to nibble on the dessert and to pass the pipe around. Before long, Frank mentioned that his employer was selling all the stores Frank managed and was offering to move Frank to a new position on the East Coast. The move was a shock. I was going to lose the couple who had introduced me to threesomes, the guy on guy sex, and a lot more. I genuinely wished them the best, whatever happened. And we relaxed and let the conversation pass around with the pipe. Terry had kept her light coat on when they arrived. Soon after the pipe started circulating, she was on her feet and shedding the coat. Under it was the promised sexy bodysuit. The color was a close match to Terry's shiny brown hair. The top had a 4-inch edge of lace, showing a lot of skin. The lace was white and very thin. The whole garment was skimpy, cut high at the sides below and low on the sides above. Every edge had thin, filmy white lace. Frank and I were quick to praise the suit, saying Terry looked incredibly hot over and over. She modeled it, and we managed stupid comments like, "You look like a lingerie model," and "That suit is the sexiest outfit I've ever seen on a live woman." Frank and I were practically stepping on our tongues behind Terry as we paraded off to the bed, her tight ass swinging through the door. I let Frank and Terry settle in the king-size bed, Frank nude and Terry still in her sexy outfit. For the first time in our encounters, I came right out with my own wishes. "Frank," I said, "how about putting a pillow under your butt? I really want to eat your cock. Put it where I can get all of it." Frank slipped onto a pillow, his hips raised and his legs spread. Terry perched over another pillow so she had a complete view. I crawled between Frank's legs and found his dick flaccid, as expected. Since he masturbated on the few days he didn't get something better, Frank was always slow to arouse. His dick dangled between his legs and over his sagging scrotum. I told Terry I like to work Frank up from completely limp. It's fun to feel him grow in my mouth. Frank's cock got just the slightest bit larger when he heard that comment, but not enough to spoil my fun. Terry smiled her approval. I put my mouth across just in front of Frank's dick and let a few hot breaths blow across him before making the tiniest of contacts, the tip of my tongue on the tip of his cock. I continued the gentlest of lickings until I had covered the tip of his cock. I reached the underside by slipping my wet tongue under the tip, pushing my tongue all the way out, and working up under his still soft cock tip. I got a rush of desire when my wet mouth was poised at the end of the still soft head of Frank's cock. I could visualize the head in my mouth and growing hard. After sliding my tongue around all the underside, I started up his shaft with wet licks. His cock stirred a little, but remained soft. I had his attention, and I really had Terry's. She said, "I've never seen anything like this show." Over Frank's cock, I looked at Terry's perfect cleavage. I had a show to give, and one to watch. Looking into the eyes of a pretty wife while I worked on her husband's dick was making my own cock grow hard. Terry's breasts hung so the skimpy top framed them right before my face. When she leaned forward for a better view, her breasts swung under the top to show her dark nipples. I slipped the entire, still soft corona of Frank's cock into my mouth. My tongue traced around and around the edge of his crown, lingering and flicking on the sensitive underside each time around. His cock started to grow. As Frank's cock grew and began to harden, I started sliding it into my mouth, a little and then a little more. With my saliva flowing freely, I continued the circles and sucked more and more shaft. Frank had a good-sized cock with a classic shape. It was cut, maybe 6.5 inches long, and it was thick. I sucked and slavered around the whole thing until it was too long to fit in my mouth. Then I moved to get a better angle on it for an attempt at deep-throating the whole thing. I'd been practicing with various cock-shaped objects. I exhaled to keep my airway from shutting down part of my throat, relaxed my throat muscles, and shoved my face onto his cock. My face slid completely down Frank's cock. My nose was against his stomach. My face was impaled on that dick. His crown was pressing against my throat at a point I had never reached in practice. His dick was thick in my mouth. Holding my breath and backing off a little, I massaged the underside at the root with my tongue. I worked my way off the cock slowly and sawed my tongue across the bottom of the shaft on the way out, sliding wetly across. Arriving back at the tip, I took a welcome breath and started teasing his cockhead. Beside me, Terry was staring and starting to squirm. Her breathing was ragged. I repeated my trip down Frank's cock, burying all his dick deep in my face, then working back up to the tip again. As I ended that second deep throat trip, Terry spasmed and her head fell on the pillow. She'd been masturbating while watching and had gone over the edge to orgasm. Terry was still watching me eat Frank when I went down on his balls, sucking and licking and stirring them around in my mouth. Frank's arousal was also reaching its peak. I took Frank down my throat two more times and felt his cock start to twitch. A bit of pre-cum oozed from his dick. I backed off and let him cool down, continuing to tease, slowly licking and sucking his cock from end to end, while his body grew calmer. His cock softened slightly. I told Terry to look in the top drawer of the bedside table. There she found the two pink sex toys and lube. Between mouthfuls of delicious dick, I told her to lube the toy that had ribs. When the lube was on, I told her to masturbate herself with it. Even though she'd just come, Terry eagerly got on her knees so I could see the pink toy disappear into her pussy. It went in easily, and her own finger within it pushed all the way into her opening. I told her to lube the second toy. This was the finger cover with little nubs. She lubed the toy using her free hand. Once it was lubed, I told her, slip it over my middle finger. She slipped it on as I held up my finger like I was making an obscene gesture at her. She grinned as the cover popped down tight on my finger. Now I turned back to Frank, who had heard but not seen the toy preparation. I have no idea if he guessed what was coming next. I went back to pleasuring his cock. It grew very engorged, as big and as hot as I had ever seen it. Sucking that explosive dick was probably the most intense feeling in sex I've ever had. I sucked a little more rapidly up and down the shaft, making sure to slide my lips and tongue wetly and easily over him. I didn't want much pressure, just maximum stimulation. It worked, and he gasped and pushed his hips up a little. I pushed on his legs to indicate he should spread them more. He did, and I slid my pink, knobby finger up behind his scrotum. I flicked his balls once with my thumb and quickly slipped my covered finger into his asshole. The well-lubed sex toy encountered only a little resistance, then the whole finger shot up his ass. I let it go until my finger was fully in, then began quick, short strokes of the knobby toy in his ass. I deliberately stroked hard and quickly enough to surprise and sort of shock Frank. From the way she watched and worked her own pink toy, Terry was clearly fascinated as well. Within seconds, Frank's back arched, his hips thrust out from the pillow, and he started to cum. I tightened my mouth on his cock and let the hot cum collect until my mouth was nearly full. Then, pushing cum out faster than he was pumping it in, I added his cum to my saliva to lubricate my lips and tongue, traveling up and down his shaft and swirling around the cockhead. It was the first time a guy had cum in my mouth, hot, slick cum coating my tongue, teeth, and throat. I loved it. Stroke after stroke and spurt after spurt, I got more hooked on dick. Cocksucking and a guy pumping cum into my mouth seemed natural. Frank's spasm started to slow down, and he groaned an end to his climax. I stopped sliding up and down on his shaft and concentrated on licking the head clean. Without even thinking, I orally milked every last drop and cleaned the cum off his slick crown. One last push of my nubby plastic finger up his ass brought the last cum along with a tremble of pleasure from him. I turned my face, cum still on my lips and chin, in Terry's direction. She grabbed the back of my head and pressed my face into a breast she pulled out of the bodysuit. Her breast felt fabulous, and I used my lips and tongue to spread Frank's cum around the nipple before I plunged into sucking it. I was nearly out of my mind with the smells and textures of cum and nipple together. I pulled on Terry's nipple, bit a little, and sucked. She pulled my head deeper and harder into her breast and shook with an orgasm as her other hand drove the ribbed finger toy in and out of her pussy. I was in a frenzy of sucking and licking on her breast. The room smelled of sex. All of us fell backward on the bed. Terry and Frank were spent, but my cock was standing straight up. I was about to burst. Terry slid down and started sucking my cock. I saw her pretty face rise and fall on me, and she started pumping me with one hand. It was a surprise when she stopped after only a few minutes and said, "Some people can do this for a long time, but I just can't. Would you like to fuck me, or do you want Frank to finish what I've started?" I don't think I said anything. I just rolled her onto her back and straddled her middle. Then I pulled the top of her lacy bodysuit down to her waist and moved up to put my rigid cock between her breasts. She squeezed her breasts tight against me, and I started to stroke between them. Her breasts were slick with the cum and saliva I had left on the one that got spread onto the other. My cock was so full. My hands played over the tops of her breasts and her nipples while she pressed the sides of her breasts against my dick. An orgasm was starting to rise in my balls when I felt pressure against my asshole. Terry had the ribbed finger cover out of her pussy, loaded with lube and her own juices. On my next pull backward between her breasts, she sank the ribbed toy into my ass with one smooth stroke. I was over the edge. My cum spurted first straight onto Terry's cheek. That shot was so explosive it almost hurt. Then a spurt onto her chin. Then, losing some power, onto her neck. Finally, a few shots onto her chest. She kept sawing the toy into my ass, and my last cum dribbled onto her chest. I was overwhelmed, completely limp and depleted. Still, Terry kept me upright over her with the toy in my ass and her finger inside. If I started to fall off her, she would drive it a bit deeper. I loved it. At the same time, she scared me. I had gotten to revel in Terry's breasts, but I hadn't foreseen paying for it with a big ribbed finger up my asshole. When I was still, Terry ordered, "Now lick your cum off me, and then I'll turn loose of your ass." As in every previous encounter, she was asserting her dominance, only this time it was me, not Frank, in the submissive role. I didn't hesitate. There were still traces of Frank's cum on my face, and I'd swallowed some of his load. Could it be much different eating my own cum? And it was being offered to me on Terry's beautiful face and body. Leaning over carefully so as not to provoke a deeper probe in my butt, I started licking and sucking up my cum from Terry's cheek, her chin, her neck, and her chest. I bent nearly double to get to her chest, not daring to move my ass. My submission turned out to be a pleasure. I used my tongue to arrange each string of cum on Terry's skin before licking it up. I started to get hard again in the process of cleaning up my own cum, but that was an erection that would go ignored. Terry finally let me slide off her, and she sat up to look at Frank and me. She now had two men who would entertain her with each other or by attending to her body. She dropped to the bed with a little grin of satisfaction. When my senses returned to near normal, I fetched each of us a robe. We returned to the remaining dessert and lots of other food, since we'd had the marijuana and we were hungry now. The sex had lowered any remaining inhibitions, so we sat around with the robes hanging open, leering a little, but feeling too mellow to make any more sexual advances. After a bit, Frank and Terry dressed and left. Our goodbyes were tentative and regretful. We all wanted the threesomes to go on, but their moving would end the sex. My personal agenda for the night had been fulfilled, and more, but I had also discovered new appetites that perhaps only Frank and Terry would let me satisfy. I would have to see them again before they moved, and I'd have to search for other sex partners who might at least approximate my recent experiences. It was incredible how much my horizons had expanded with Frank and Terry, and I was going to keep them that way or expand them even more if I could.